So I know this is a true maisa. It happened to someone I know. Is that you got your order, your standard order, or you thought you were modifying your order online when you get the shipment, your weekly shipment from the supermarket. And on Pesach, you got a box of Oreos, Oreo cookies. Comes in, you deliver it in the house. Now you have a pack of Oreo cookies. What are you going to do? You thought you got rid of all the chametz from your normal standard order, or you get a shipment from Seasons, and you know, even Seasons or Aaron's, they're not flawless. They check and they do their best, but sometimes something slips in the distributor, and there's some chametz, and you thought that this was the non-chametz chicken nuggets, and all of a sudden you get the chametz chicken nuggets, and now what do? You purchased it, you paid for it, it's delivered to your house. You unpack your box. It's the second day of Chol Moed. What are you going to do? No?
Call you.
What do you do? L'maisa. Well, you have a box of chicken nuggets. Huh? So that's what we need to discuss. So what do you think you do with it?
You burn it.
You own it?
Or throw it out at least.
Yes or no? If you find Tam Tams in your cub, in your closet on Pesach, you definitely own that, right? Or you
no,
definitely...
No.
Well,
yeah, how...
She sold it. So good. So you're getting to my question. So this is my question. Excellent. So did you sell it? Oh. So comes along. Oh, you didn't buy them. Excellent, excellent. So comes along Rabbi David Ribian Shlita in his amazing Hilchos Pesach book. The last footnote of the Sefer. Footnote 310. Check it out. In the back, in the Hebrew. He's got a page or two in which he discusses this problem. And he says... You need a 5-minute chabur on it, because it depends. It depends on a couple of factors which you've all started screaming at me. Question number one, who owns the store that you sold it? So if it's Aaron's or Seasons, it's an easy one. It's owned by a Jew. If it's Walmart or whatever, Key Food or whatever it is, it may not be owned by a Jew.
Did he sell it when he sold the chametz?
So this is my question. My next question, you're jumping to step two. Step two question is, even if it is owned by Aaron's or Seasons from a Jew, presumably he sold his chametz. And what about the trickier case, when it was sold by a Jew who didn't sell his chametz? So let's do the three scenarios, boom, boom, boom. Scenario number one, it's from a Jewish store that did not sell their chametz. So let's say it's a Key Food or something, which is owned by a Jew. You know it's owned by a Jew. But you know they didn't sell their chametz. They're never on the list of the chametz after Pesach. They don't sell their chametz. They're the store you always avoid for a couple of weeks after Pesach. You get a shipment
Wall
from them.
System.
Huh?
Like Walbaum.
Walbaum. Okay, whatever. So, no, so you get it from Walbaum's and it's on Pesach and you have a box of Oreos. So this one is a little bit easier. This is a case where you got from a Jewish owner. He didn't sell the chametz, so it's Jewishly owned right now by the owner. He sold it to you. It's like you're holding, says Rabbi Ribiat, a pikadon, an item of another Jew in your house. Let's say your friend down the block who doesn't keep Shabbos, the anti-Pesach, whatever, he happened to have left a box of Tam Tams or a box of Oreo cookies in your house before Pesach. And you didn't realize. Now you go on Pesach and you see, oh, I've got this guy's Oreo cookies, my next door neighbor Jew who didn't sell his chametz in my house. What's the halacha? Well, that Shulchan Aruch says is very simple. If your friend leaves a pikadon for you, Yisrael shayu biyado chemtzo shayisrael acher bepikadon, he says on Pesach, if not, you should sell it if you get it before Pesach. After Pesach, he says, you should burn it. Get rid of it. Destroy it. During Pesach. Why?
Burn it
on Pesach. Not
you're
the homo, I would say.
Flush it down the toilet.
But take it and burn it. Why? Because it's chametz. It's like a laser said. It's like chametz you found on Pesach. Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah, exactly ready for your point. He's a Rasha. Call Yisrael Avim Zelazeh. You're responsible to make sure that your next door neighbor, who's another Yid, keeps the halacha. If it's in your possession... But it's in your possessions. I'll read the Mishnah Berurah. I knew you were going to fight me on this. Mishnah Berurah says, he says, I feel him low kibble of Shmir Klal, even if he didn't agree to watch it. The Afagav do ain't over a love, even though it's not your Avera. Mikom makom tzarch levaro. You need to burn it. Kadesh Yavar a love, so that Hamafkid, so that your next door neighbor doesn't violate an Isra of Chametz. Why? To call Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. You're responsible to make sure he doesn't violate an aver. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's the araisa. You're mechuyev to burn it because he says it's in your house. Case number one, check. So if you got a Jew sells you chametz on Pesach, get rid of it, burn it. What about if you buy it from Aaron's or Seasons? And I'm assuming, of course, they sold their chametz. But whoops.
Not your chametz, then your delivery is not your chametz.
Okay, but you get a delivery from them. It's all kosher with Pesach chicken nuggets. And then one of them, one of the boxes, are the breaded chicken nuggets. Somehow it got mixed into their Pesach section. They sold it to you. Now what do? They sold their chametz to a guy. No? So what are you going to do? So if you hold, so it's interesting. So let's say Seasons or Aaron's made a klal that they don't sell chametz gomor. In other words, some people don't sell real chametz. Okay, fine. So it's not so practical. But let's say they would. Then it's easy because it wasn't included in the mechira because this is real chametz. And therefore, it's just like it was a Jew's originally. It's like my first case and you could burn it. That's an easy one. But they do sell chametz gomor. Aaron's and Season, they sell everything that's in their warehouse or in their inventory. Anything they have. So what are you supposed to do? So you're going to tell me, what are you going to do? Burn it? It's not yours. It's the guy's. He bought the chametz. What are you going to tell me? Pick it up? Pick it up. You're not going to pick up a chametz on Pesach. What are you supposed to do? No, they sold it. It's the non-Jews. It's Jim Gennaro's.
Yeah, so?
So Jim Gennaro owns this chametz right now. Huh?
So then what's the problem?
So what's the problem?
It's sitting on
so
your dining room table.
It's sitting on your dining room table, the box of Oreos. So what are you supposed to do with it? So what do you do? Well, tell me. What does get rid of it mean?
The toilet, a closet, wherever
you... Oh, okay. So the problem is that if you find chametz on Pesach, you're also supposed to burn it, right? But your that chametz, your box of Tam Tams that you found in the back of your house, which was yours, you sold to a guy also probably because you sold all chametz, a catch-all phrase, all chametz in your house. But yet that halacha Shulchan Aruch says he's really supposed to burn it. So this is a big discussion. Rabbi Yad says the Shulchan Aruch Rav addresses this question 300 years ago, 250, whatever. So he says like this. He says it's not stealing from the guy because what's going to happen? You're going to take the chametz, the Oreos that got delivered to you. You're going to burn it on Chol Hamoed. You owe now the store, you owe the guy $20, however much it costs. Are you willing to pay the guy $20? Absolutely. It's a mitzvah of chametz. I'll pay him the $20. I just want to burn this box of Oreos right now. So he says, it's not called stealing. You're going to have to pay him back anyway. And he says, you're touching the chametz to burn it? He says, it's not a problem. You're touching it in order to burn it. So he's...
Huh? Are you already paying for it?
Of course. You're right. Yeah, you're paying twice, absolutely. Because you're stealing this chametz. You're stealing, but wait, is it worth it to you violate by your rabbi? How much for $20? So you'll pay for $20. So you're willing to pay for it, so it's not stealing. You'll take the chametz, burn the Oreos on Chol Hamoed, and you'll go to the store afterwards. You'll go to Jim Gennaro afterwards, and you'll give him a $20 and say, here, I stole some of your chametz on Pesach. Here's $20. We're now, but we're buds. Now we're always good. Case number three. Wait, I gotta move on. Wait, ask me questions after. I got 2 minutes left. Not final case. You buy from a non-kosher store. I don't know. I'm making this up, but a CVS or whatever. Again, whatever it is, or one of these. Amazon. Yeah. No. Well. Yeah. Who depends who's the seller? Okay. You take one of these total organic stores, not owned by a Yid, whatever it is. Yeah. And you get your shipments, and you get an Oreo box of Oreo cookies, organic Oreo cookies. Yeah. And now you got. Now it's owned, but it was owned by a goy of a store. You're buying chametz from a goy on Pesach. What do you do? So this Rabbi Ribiat says, well, 1 second. He says, chametz that you own on Pesach, which you bought now, is asur bahana. Really, you're not allowed to do anything with it. You should just have to burn it completely. What's the big deal? He says, but let's say you bought a lot of it, a lot of boxes of whiskey, a lot of boxes of something very chashuv. Yeah, very chashuv chametz. Now what do you want to do? You don't want to, Balvini, I remember the name, Balvini's. Balvini, I learned about Balvini wine, very chashuv alcohol, I just learned about this. Yeah, so you have Balvini's. You have, I got right, scotch, so it's not what's called scotch, sorry. I guess I didn't learn so well about it. It's a scotch, it's a chametz, a lot, very expensive, yeah? And so you get hundreds of packs. You have your annual 100 packs gets delivered to you on a weekly basis. And you get it on chametz, thousands of dollars. So what are you supposed to do? You bought it from a goyish store. Says there maybe there's room to be lenient and someone threw it out right away. Because it wasn't a sale. You never would have wanted to buy this on Pesach. It was a mekach tos. You want to go back to the guy and return it and say, I never meant to buy this shipment. Most likely he'll let you do the let you undo the transaction. The transaction was never chal. You would never have bought it on Pesach. So he says if it's a great financial loss in such a situation where you bought it from a guy, you could lock it up with all your chametz. You'll go back after Pesach and you could try to undo the sale. But he says it's much, much preferable that you burn it. So the upshot is, and really in all three cases, you take the chametz, you burn it. If you bought it from a store that didn't sell their chametz, it's very easy. If you bought it from a store that sold their chametz, a Jewish owner that sold their chametz, then you probably should give a guy $20 after Pesach. And if you bought it from a guy, then maybe there's a little bit more room to be lenient, but even that, probably not. Shkoyach.